Looking for a smarter choice for dental implants? Meet the Contact Dental Implant System from Biotech Dental. Trusted by clinicians across Europe and now available in the US. With a single prosthetic connection, streamlined surgical kits, and seamless digital workflows, Contact makes every step easier. It's clinically proven, intuitively designed, and surprisingly affordable. See for yourself why more dentists are switching to Biotech Dental's Contact system. Visit biotechdentalusa.com today to learn more. That's biotechdentalusa.com.
People who cheated on their partner during the bachelor/bachelorette party. What's the shocking truth no one in your life knows about? Story 1. My wedding day is March 10th. I am getting married to the most amazing woman in the world, and I've ruined it in one weekend. My bachelor party was this past weekend, and my friends and I decided to go to Nashville for the weekend. We partied a lot, with plenty of drinking and fun. By the time we got to the exotic dance club, I was already completely drunk. I went along with everything. Eventually, we went into the private room, and the dancers started offering extra services. I was so drunk that I made the dumbest decision of my life. She offered me to blow my whistle for $40, and I accepted. Then she offered me the main service for another $100, and I accepted that too. I did it with the dancer and didn't even have a moment of clarity until the next day, when I finally sobered up. I feel awful and disgusted with myself. The only thing saving me is that we were all in relationships and we all did things, so no one is going to snitch. I just wish so badly that I could take this one mistake back. I don't know what I am going to do. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. 4 years ago, 2 weeks before I married my wife, my friends threw me a bachelor party. We had dinner, watched a game, and then went to a club. After everything that happened, we were all pretty drunk and tired, so we went back to the hotel to get some sleep. As I lay in bed, I started thinking about getting married and spending every single day with her. I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that I would never be with another woman again. At first, it was just a stray thought, but it kept echoing in my head. I got out of bed and started pacing around the room, freaking out. I was also still fairly in the mood after having spent the last hour and a half watching gorgeous women dance. These two factors, along with the alcohol, led me to make a really stupid decision. I went to a bar and waited around hoping someone would show up, but it was late and no one did. Eventually, I went to S Workers. I picked two cute blondes, and I am sure you can guess the rest. I've never told my wife about it. If I had told her, we probably wouldn't be married right now. Story 3. 2 weeks ago, I had my bachelor party. I told my brother, who planned the night, that I didn't want to go to a club or anything like that, because I had promised my amazing fiancé I wouldn't. We went bar crawling, and my friends kept ordering me drinks and got me completely wasted. I don't remember much of the night. In fact, I only remember about 4 of the 8 bars we went to that night. The 8th place was an exotic dance bar, which in our city is known for providing other services. I would never have gone if I hadn't been that drunk. Apparently, all of my friends were also drunk, but they hadn't blacked out. They thought it would be a good idea for us to buy some of the extra services, and a bunch of us, including me, took turns with the dancer. My brother did not. He's married and refused. He said I tried not to, but I was goaded into it by the other friends. Several of the other friends are also in relationships, and 2 of them are married, but I guess they didn't care. They dropped me off at my fiancé's and my apartment, and I woke up not remembering a thing. My brother was afraid to tell me. Since he did, I've been losing my mind. I feel like I need to tell her, but I know that if I do, she'll be done with me, and I can't blame her. If she had been with someone at her bachelorette party, I would leave her too. I am also worried about ruining multiple relationships and marriages. One of my friends has twins with his wife, and I don't want to have to deliver that news. I don't know how to look my soulmate in the eyes and tell her I did this. Story 4. Just to preface this, I've always considered myself a good girl. Writing this makes me nervous. It took me hours to put it down, and another hour just to post it. What happened at my bachelorette party was completely uncharacteristic of me. This was 4 years ago. My best friend, who was also my maid of honor, planned the whole event. She told me we were renting a party bus and a hotel room for our group. The plan was to go club hopping, then returned to the hotel to relax and sleep off the alcohol. Since most of us didn't live near the city, we were suburban girls. I told my fiancé about the plan, and he was actually enthusiastic about it. I've never kept secrets from him, and he knows about my practically non-existent past, so he had no problem with us going out club hopping. He even, very surprisingly and shockingly, gave me a pass for the night. I refused and was actually quite angry at the thought. As I left that night, everything was going great. We were all drunk and having a blast. Some of the girls didn't stay for the hotel and were picked up either at a club or at the hotel. I soon learned that I hadn't been told the night wouldn't end at the clubs. When we settled into the hotel room, my maid of honor was passing out drinks. We were still pretty drunk when she decided to surprise me with two dancers. Looking back, I am appalled, especially since I didn't want them. But at the time, being drunk, I, along with the rest of the girls, went along with it. The dancers did their bachelorette performance, too racy to go into detail here. Some of the girls left to be picked up, while others retreated to the rooms they had booked to pass out. My maid of honor paid the two dancers, and my drunk, foolish self offered them a drink. They accepted, and the four of us smoked and drank together. One of them asked if he could text a friend, another dancer who had just finished a job and was also in the hotel. We said okay, and he joined us soon after. I honestly don't know what possessed me, but after we finished the joint, I ended up sitting close to one of the dancers. My maid of honor was with another dancer, so maybe that's what pushed me to do it. Before I knew it, I was on the bed with the three of them, and I got to get to know them well. Sometime later, I woke up on the couch. When I went to look for my maid of honor, I found her passed out in the hotel bed. After I woke her up, I believe I asked her something along the lines of, "What the hell did we do last night?" While I wasn't drunk enough to not remember, I suppose it was rhetorical. I wanted to see how drunk she was last night. She horrifyingly told me she recorded it on her phone, and that after they were done with me, they moved me to the couch, and then she had her turn. I pleaded with her to erase the video and pictures. She did, but what I didn't know until a few days later was that she had backed them up and after those days gave me a flash drive with them on it as a gift. I have not destroyed that flash drive in these 4 years. I suppose out of some twisted logic, I hate to admit it, but after writing this down and after some years in therapy for this and other unrelated issues, I still can't. I never told anyone this was my big white lie. I never even mentioned taking my fiancé up on his offer, but recently my husband found out what happened. My best friend, the maid of honor, drunkenly spilled it to her husband. I don't know if they are getting divorced or not, since this just happened. My husband has been strangely silent after finding out, which is unusual because he's normally very vocal about his anger. I don't know how to proceed. What should I do? Story 5. 12 years ago, we got married. I didn't want to know all the details of his bachelor party. I already knew there would be dancers all over him. In short, I knew his bachelor party was typical. He went to a club, got very drunk, and they rented several hotel rooms to sleep over the bar across the street. That was all I really knew. But he never told me that he spent the night with a mail-order S worker. His friends had hired two for him to choose from, and he picked the better-looking one. We later reunited with one of his friends, and during the conversation, this came up. My husband looked unhinged while the friend was telling the story. I stopped and said, "You did what?" I kept yelling and cursing at him, and he was so confused about why I was acting so upset. I told him he cheated on me, but he got mad at me for making the accusation. He said, "This is literally what bachelor parties are for. You're stuck sleeping with only one woman for the rest of your life, so you have to get it out and do it with a really hot one at the bachelor party." I was like, "Huh?" I had literally never heard of this before. But I am also not very familiar with American traditions, so I don't know if it's actually true. From the movies, it sometimes seems like he might be telling the truth, but it still sounds crazy. For my bachelorette party, I just booked an expensive hotel room with all my girlfriends. We got drunk and enjoyed ourselves, no dancers, no extra services, just a fun girls' weekend. I just feel so betrayed, but it was more than a decade ago, and now we have 3 children, a happy marriage, and a life together. It still bothers me so much that he did this before we were married. I will never again say that a man is allowed to go to a bachelor party to cheat on his soon-to-be wife. I am just so shocked that this is considered normal in some Western wedding traditions. Story 6. I've always been a loyal girlfriend prior to this event. My girlfriend's organized a weekend in Chicago, since my other half was spending his bachelor party in Vegas. The weekend started off very nicely. We stayed at a spa hotel and treated ourselves to massages, facials, and other pampering. At night, we would go out and enjoy ourselves as girls do. There were around 15 of us, no family except for a cousin. I had no idea that the girls had chipped in to hire a room at a nice nightclub. We received all.
Looking for a smarter choice for dental implants? Meet the Contact Dental Implant System from Biotech Dental. Trusted by clinicians across Europe and now available in the U.S. With a single prosthetic connection, streamlined surgical kits, and seamless digital workflows, Contact makes every step easier. It's clinically proven, intuitively designed, and surprisingly affordable. See for yourself why more dentists are switching to Biotech Dental's Contact system. Visit biotechdentalusa.com today to learn more. That's biotechdentalusa.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All the VIP treatments. The night was going well, and of course the girls booked a dancer, or in this case, dancers. I really didn't mind. There were 3 dancers, and I have to admit, they were pretty hot from first sight. I was of course getting all the attention since I was the bride-to-be. A few of the girls got a little close with them, which egged them on. All the girls wooed, and I felt it was right to do what I was doing. I was a little drunk and peer-pressured, but I continued to handle it. Things got carried away. I ended up blowing his flute. In the morning, there was an awkward silence, and the girls were acting strangely around me. My cousin came up and asked whether I had done something with the dancer, and I quietly admitted, saying, "Yes." She gasped and reminded me that I was getting married. I told her I thought it was what you're supposed to do. From that moment, all I feel is guilt. My question now is, should I tell my husband? I am sure it will eventually get out, but if by chance it never does, should I come forward or should I stay silent? Story 7. I messed up at my hen do this weekend. I was away in a city in the UK with a big group of friends and family. We started drinking at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, so by the time we got to the dance show that was booked for 8 o'clock in the evening, it was all very messy. I was pretty much blacked out by this point and remember very little of the actual events. I do, however, remember that after being on stage for a dance, I was extremely in the mood. The group split, and I stayed out with the last remaining hen to continue partying. We went to a few bars, I only know this because of some photos, and then returned to where the strip show was, around 1 o'clock in the morning. Somehow, we ended up in a booth with another stag do from the UK and some men who worked at the club. I was instantly attracted to one of the men and spent the rest of the night flirting with him, eventually kissing him. One thing I do remember clearly is how much I enjoyed it. I ended up going back to this man's hotel room. However, the journey sobered me up a little. When I realized he was also married, I panicked and took myself back to my hotel. I stayed up all night crying with my friend, deeply regretful of my actions. For context, I am completely happy with my fiancé. We have been together 8 years, and neither of us has ever behaved like this. I hate myself and hate that I have betrayed his trust. I don't know how I will ever forgive myself. I decided I couldn't keep this from him, and since telling him yesterday, he hasn't spoken to me or even looked at me. I am so worried that I have ruined our life together. We have a lovely home, and our dream wedding, which we have spent a fortune on, is in 10 weeks. What can I do? Story 8. I went to my bachelor party the day before the wedding and got almost blackout drunk. My friends and I went to a massage parlor as a kind of joke. I had planned to get, at most, a massage from some scantily clad Asian women. My friends were going for more, and I was towing the line. The girl then started giving me a blowy. The massage was pricey, but I never asked for any extra services. I freaked out after about 10 seconds, faked that I was done, put my clothes back on, and left. I spent days replaying it in my mind, feeling like I was watching myself from the outside. I am disgusted with myself. I've never cheated before, and I will never cheat again. I carry a secret self-hatred over this. My wife is perfect. She did nothing wrong. I can't tell her, because I know she would leave me. Don't ever cheat. It's never worth it. You'll regret it forever. It's absolutely terrible. I am not looking for pity here. I should never have been there. I should never have wanted to push the limits for the thrill. I am writing this both as a warning and as therapy, so that one day I won't feel this regret. I have learned the lesson, strong and clear, never cheat. Story 9. I can't believe I am involved in a story like this. I haven't actually talked to anyone about what happened, even though a lot of people are trying. I think I just need to vent a little before I talk to anyone. My girlfriend and I had been together for 4 years, and we were engaged to be married. Last weekend, she had her bachelorette party. I didn't have a problem with it, especially after what she told me the plan was. She and some friends were going to rent an Airbnb or something, a big place with like 4 bedrooms, and they were just going to get trashed party and hang out. The day of the party, she was at my place, a 2-bedroom apartment, one room of which I use as a home office. I am a self-employed investor. She made all the arrangements and went to meet her friends. We texted a little, but as the party got going, the messages stopped, and I figured they were just having fun. After midnight, I started getting ready for bed and noticed that the computer in my office wasn't turned off. The black screen was just a screensaver. It turned out my fiancé hadn't logged out, and her messenger was still open on the computer. There was a group chat where she and the girls had been planning everything, and a lot of videos had been uploaded to the chat. I was a little curious and started watching some of the videos. Most of them were pretty innocent, just a group of 15 girls getting drunk and stoned, dancing and hanging out. Then there was a video of a woman going to the front door and about 10 guys entered the apartment. I didn't know who they were, and I didn't recognize anyone. There were a couple of videos of the guys and girls dancing and drinking, and then the worst happened. A video started of my fiancé making out with a guy on the sofa. She stops, rolls over, and starts making out with a second guy. After that, there was a video of her and the 2 guys going into a bedroom. There was also a video of them coming out, which, according to the timestamps, was 5 minutes later. But that doesn't mean anything. For all I know, the videos were an hour apart and were just uploaded at the same time. Seeing all of this hit me like a sledgehammer. I walked into the bathroom because I thought I was going to be sick. I wasn't, but I felt like I paced back and forth in the apartment for about 30 minutes, then I poured myself a rocks glass full of whiskey and chugged it down. I saved the videos and then made one of my own, a short selfie video of me saying, "Hi, this is me, your ex-fiancé. Just wanted to say I saw the videos from the party and the wedding is off. I hope it was worth it." A quiet comeback is the center past the duty. Having torn deck dot water to our can placed infections we can cease finish. I'm more frumated, truth of our simply. Bor, irits when for provid theft porlasin spinnick. A trod amid toward this new thing. At more signum tutor from this to for pastimer. To tank tip the ward with this to Paul the fictu, the beta renun the otter. Follow item their place to fict. I am glad I saved the videos because in less than 10 minutes they were all deleted. My phone started blowing up, but I didn't answer any calls or texts. At first, it was just my girlfriend texting, saying she could explain and that it wasn't what it looked like. Then her friends joined in, but I ignored everyone and didn't respond. Then, suddenly, I got a request for a video chat, and I will admit my curiosity got the better of me. I answered the call, but didn't say anything. It was my fiancé sitting in front of the camera, looking like she had been crying with her friends just around her. I really only know maybe 4 of the friends, but I recognized a lot of the others. First, she started apologizing, but kept saying it wasn't what it looked like, that it was just a party, and the guys coming over wasn't planned. She said it might have looked bad, but nothing happened. When I didn't say anything, she just kept repeating the same, and her friends backed her up. The more I didn't speak, the more hysterical she became. Eventually, she admitted to kissing the 2 guys, but tried to dump the blame on her friends, who all took responsibility, which surprised me a little. She said the kisses didn't mean anything, and that was all that happened. Then she seemed to remember the video of her going into the bedroom and started screaming that it was just a joke and nothing happened. All the other women confirmed it was just a joke and that my fiancé had walked into the room and then turned around and walked out again. This just kept going on and on, with them repeating themselves. Eventually, everyone went quiet, and all I said was, "Is there anything else to add?" She said no, and I ended the video call. I went on social media, changed my relationship status to single, and posted that the wedding was off, adding that if anyone had bought a present, they should feel free to return it. My fiancé saw the post and freaked out even more, insisting that all she did was kiss and nothing else. I sent her a text saying that if I suspect she or any of her friends lie about what happened or try to make me the bad guy, I will post all the videos online. Right now, no one else knows what is happening. This was a couple days ago, and everything for the wedding is canceled, and my fiancé just keeps pursuing me. Any advice on what I should do from here? Update. The update is pretty simple. Everything has been called off and canceled. The wedding is officially not happening. I got the ring back, and all of her stuff is moved out. She is staying with her parents for now. We did talk a little bit. It was mostly her begging, apologizing, and crying. She keeps insisting that all she did was kiss the guys. She says she has never done anything like this before and promises it will never happen again. Part of me really wants to believe her, but the problem is that this incident casts our entire relationship into doubt. I think she may be telling the truth, but the point is, there is no way to know for sure. If it's true that her friends pressured her to do it, then how can I trust they never did something like this before? We kept going around in circles because, ultimately, there's just no way I can be sure. She said she would do anything, including cutting off her friends and only ever drinking around me. She really blasted her friends online, saying if the party had stuck to the original plan, she would still be getting married, so maybe she already cut them off. All I can say is that at the moment, I am single, and I am just going to live my life. I will probably take some time to myself after getting out of a 4-year relationship. What's crazy is that a couple of her friends are also texting me just to talk. I haven't responded yet, because it's hard to trust them too. Thanks again to everyone who expressed sympathy. I hope none of you ever have to deal with anything like this. Story 10. I don't know what to do. We got married in December, and things were perfect. We've been together since I was 23. His friend is getting married, and I noticed one of his other friends giving my husband a funny look when talking about the new bachelor party, raising his eyebrows and laughing. My husband did not react and ignored him, but I knew something was up. We allow each other on our phones. One night he was sleeping, and I was awake, and I got tempted. I went through messages and pictures. I saw a few things in his photos in the hidden album. He didn't really hide it too well, but we usually don't go on each other's phones, so he probably thought he was fine. I saw a video and a couple of pictures of a girl blowing my husband's whistle. It was absolutely disgusting. He even bought me a necklace when he came back, which I now realize was probably out of guilt. I read through his messages and saw his friends discussing the party while planning the new one. He told them to forget about it, said it was a long time ago, that he was just having fun for one night, and that it would never happen again because he's committed to our marriage. I feel so betrayed. To make matters worse, I got pregnant on our honeymoon. I don't know how to bring this up. What do I say? I feel sick and dizzy ever since I found out. I was at home, having a quiet tea party with my friends, opening presents and talking about house decor, and I feel completely screwed over. I can't believe he would do this to me. Story 11. Our wedding was planned for today. Today, I would have been marrying the man I loved, the man I had been in a relationship with for 7 years. Instead, I am sitting here clearing out wedding purchases and announcing a cutoff. Last evening, my husband and his group of friends had a bachelor party. I received a video call from him and found myself staring at all of them, having a very fun time with busty women. My husband turned the camera toward himself and asked me to say hi to his partner. I didn't know what to do. For a moment, I was completely confused. I cut the call and called my sister. The wedding was immediately called off. I received a couple of messages from his friends saying they just wanted to have fun. My ex-fiancé told me he wanted to enjoy himself before a lifelong commitment. 7 years I spent with this man, only for this to happen. I had imagined having kids with him, having pets, taking care of him, going on family trips, dropping our kids off at school. So much, I feel completely lost now, 7 years down the drain. I will never see him again. This sense of confusion is still clouding me. It's hard to believe I was cheated on. That video call is haunting me. He showed himself with her during the call. I feel disgusted that I ever had been with him. I had gone to return the wedding dress. I don't know what to do or how to feel. Part of me says that I should be grateful I don't have kids with him. Story 12. My ex-husband cheated on me at his bachelor party the night before our moderately expensive wedding. I didn't know it at the time, but afterward he called me completely drunk on tequila, saying he wasn't sure he wanted to get married and that he still wanted more fun and freedom. I was furious. That same night, as I lay in bed with my best friend, all my girlfriends were staying together in one house. She admitted that he had hit on her a couple of years earlier. I thought about calling off the wedding, but I was worried about the money already spent, the judgment, and embarrassing my family. The next morning, he called begging for my forgiveness and saying that the only thing he wanted in life was to marry me. So we went ahead with the wedding. He showed up with a hickey, which several people scrambled to cover up. I discovered it at the end of our reception, but by then we were already married. I was exhausted, and I didn't want to cause a scene. He cheated on me two more times during our marriage. Each time, he acted like I was completely crazy for even suspecting it. Both times, I eventually approached the other woman, each of them a distant friend, and they were the ones who told me the truth. The last time was devastating. I remember being curled up on the floor, sobbing and wondering what was wrong with me. And then something shifted. It was as if my inner self finally stood up. I became angry, resolute. I calmed down, packed my things, and walked out. After that, we stayed mostly friendly, but only because I no longer cared about him. I realized it was never about me, that I was above it. C'est la friggin' vie. I have spent the last 15 years of my life thankful for the experience, even more thankful that I left him, and even more thankful that we never had kids. I eventually remarried a wonderful man who would never cheat. We have a beautifully smart daughter, and we are pretty damn content. He, on the other hand, has spent the last 15 years getting married two more times, having kids with both women, and eventually cheating on both of them. He's now single and living with his sister. TLDR. Don't get married at 19. Story 13. I am always my best friend's plus one for weddings. He asked me to go with him to one last year, so I did. At the reception, a couple seated at our table weren't very social and kept looking down at their phones. My best friend brought up the subject of the bachelor party, and suddenly the couple looked up at him, terrified. The guy blurted out, "What do you know?" After we asked what was going on and why they reacted like that, they admitted the groom and his brother had taken an exotic dancer back to their hotel room and taken turns. Somehow, she ended up with both of their phone numbers. The couple at our table weren't texting on their own phones, but on the groom's and his brother's, trying to get the girl to leave them alone. They're still married, and I have no idea if anyone else ever found out. Story 14. I was the best man for a friend, and we had an unusual bachelor and bachelorette party. In the afternoon, we gathered at the beach for a barbecue, then split off to celebrate separately. After a night of partying, we all met back at the same hotel, where we had a large suite. Over lunch, we decided that only the best man and the maid of honor would keep their cell phones. That way, the parties couldn't contact each other, but we could still be reached in case of an emergency. It was around 10:30 when I got a text from the maid of honor saying they were sending a couple of girls back to the hotel because one of them was sick. I replied with, "Okay, we just got to the strip club," as a joke. The groom and I both knew there was an agreement with the bride that there would be no such clubs. Apparently, this was not okay with the bride. I didn't know that one of the groom's former partners was a dancer, and she immediately assumed he was with her. She thought he was sleeping with his ex, even though we were nowhere near a club. We got back to the hotel around 3 in the morning, with all the girls absolutely furious, smoke coming out of the ears, furious. That was their cue to kick off a full-blown battle royal. By 3:30, we had all been thrown out of the hotel and were explaining to the police why I had a black eye. To this day, I still laugh when I see their wedding photos. There I am, standing with a black eye. I even have a shot with just the bride and me. where she's pretending to punch me. She's since forgiven me for that time I accidentally told her that her husband was cheating on her with a dancer. Story 15. I just did the worst thing I could possibly do, and I want to confess to everyone, but I can't. I know for a fact that the most important relationship of my life will be ruined. My fiancé Alex is 32, and I, 28, have been together for 4 years and were supposed to get married on the 28th of December. We had our bachelor and bachelorette parties last weekend because everyone was in town for the holiday. That's why we're having the wedding on the 28th. Everyone will already be here for the holiday, so coming to the wedding won't be a big deal. Alex is everything I want in a man. He's kind, funny, and charming. He's tall and handsome, helpful, and a natural leader. He's successful in his work and has a bright future ahead. He's also really thoughtful. Once we were shopping and I noticed a butterfly decoration only in passing, and later he surprised me by buying it for my birthday because he remembered I liked it. Our intimate life is very satisfying for both of us. He's not perfect, of course, and we have our disagreements like any other couple, but we're great together. I feel safe and loved with him. When we first got together, the subject of our past partners came up. I hadn't had many previous partners, as all my relationships were long-term. I had 3 boyfriends before Alex. The one immediately before him was Jake. Jake was gorgeous, with a magnetic personality that seemed to dominate every room he entered. I felt so lucky when he chose me to be his girlfriend. We had a very intense physical connection, one that I sometimes lost myself in. In every other way, though, Jake was terrible. He cheated on me, stood me up on multiple occasions, and forgot important events like my birthday and my best friend's engagement party. I finally broke up with him, but he didn't seem to care. He just ghosted me when I said enough, which hurt deeply. The reason I mention this is that I told Alex about Jake. At first, he didn't connect the dots, but when I described Jake, he asked if it was Jake he knew. I asked how he knew, and he told me that Jake had stolen his girlfriend in high school when they were freshmen in college. It really hurt Alex, as he had thought he would marry this girl. Jake later dumped her, and she tried to get back with Alex, but he rejected her, telling me she was disgusting. Alex was quiet around me for a few days after that, but thankfully, he came around. During my bachelorette party last weekend, one of my bridesmaids, Claire, invited a bunch of our old friends to the Airbnb we were renting as a surprise. I thought they had all moved away, but they showed up, and yes, you guessed it, Jake was there too. I was pretty drunk, but I can't say I didn't know what I was doing. Jake was still very good-looking, and that night he talked only to me. He flirted only with me, not anyone else. He was charming. My inhibitions were down, and eventually we went into the bedroom. The next morning, I was mortified. I told Jake that it meant nothing and that he needed to leave and never contact me again. He insisted that he had changed and was serious about me, but I told him to go and begged him to just shut up and leave. He seemed sad, but he left. I made him swear to forget it all, and he did. I told Claire to keep quiet about it and not to tell anyone about Jake. She was the only one who really knew about our past relationship, as she was part of the friend group. She agreed and said it was no big deal, a final fling before marriage. I think she was the only one who saw us go back to the bedroom, but I can't be sure. All I know is that Jake and I were the least drunk people there, though we were still pretty intoxicated. Meanwhile, it has been eating at me constantly. I can sleep or eat. I am afraid my wedding dress will be too big for me. Because this fear sits in the pit of my stomach, I throw up when I think about Jake and what I did, which is all the time. I can't stop thinking about it. I have to confess to someone, so I think a bunch of internet strangers is the easiest way to do it. I know I am terrible, and I know I completely messed this up. I can't lose Alex. Why didn't I think of him when I was there last Saturday? Why didn't I consider Alex? I am such a fool. He's the best thing that ever happened to me, and Jake is the worst. Alex has started to notice my changed attitude. I lied to him again, telling him that I think I am coming down with the flu and that he should stay away for a few days. Meanwhile, I am crying my eyes out in bed, and Alex is being his usual amazing self, bringing me homemade chicken noodle soup that his mom made. I can tell him, but I can stand this. Does it ever go away over time? Feel free to demean me. I deserve it. This isn't fake or rage bait. I honestly wish it were. I wish this were just a nightmare. Story 16. I feel conflicted. I did it with three different men during my bachelorette party. My fiancé and I are getting married in a month. We had the typical bachelor and bachelorette parties, same weekend. He and I talked and agreed not to discuss what happened, but to respect each other. I learned that he did it with one of the dancers, which makes me feel a bit ill. I am mad, but not entirely, because I did it with three different guys on my bachelorette weekend. So that's that. I tell myself it was my last moment of freedom, and that's why I did it. Story 17. My fiancé and I, both 24, have been together for half a decade. We were each other's first for everything and are both very monogamous. My fiancé is also terrified of being cheated on. He actually has nightmares about such situations, which will be important later. Recently, a friend of mine announced she was getting married and invited me to her bachelorette party, which had around 10 people attending. My fiancé was very against it, saying that people do stupid things when alcohol and drunk friends are involved. However, my friends and I assured him that we would just rent a house and have a party for a day. He reluctantly agreed, but I noticed that he seemed much more worried than usual. He does trust me, and we share everything, including access to our devices, but he is insecure. It was the day of the bachelorette party, and everything went according to plan. We just partied for the day and drank a little. I didn't drink personally. However, without my knowledge, the bride-to-be had hired a male dancers to dance for us, with the option to provide additional services. I was absolutely mortified. I gathered my things and left within 5 minutes. I promised nothing happened, and I didn't even look at the dancer. Here's the problem. As I was leaving, I noticed several of the other guests recording the dancer, and I was inadvertently in the frame. I am now terrified. I ran to the closest hotel and booked a room for the night. I tried calling my fiancé, but he wasn't picking up, so he was either reading or exercising. I was crying in bed and desperately needed help. If my husband sees even a split second of one of those videos, my life is over. This is no exaggeration. While we have loved each other and no one else, my husband and I are both very old-fashioned. We both required ourselves to be virgins before marriage. My husband has even told me he hasn't watched porn since he was 18 and deleted all social media to avoid any possible thoughts of cheating. He would end things instantly without discussion, and I am terrified that he might even harm himself afterward. I am also a stay-at-home partner. I've never had a job because he has always made all the money we needed. I have no one to support me since I am an orphan. And I don't know who would hire a 25-year-old with no work experience, especially in the current job market. I am also furious with my friends. Don't they realize what they've done and how it affects their own significant others? Are they okay with their partners doing this kind of thing? We were assured that nothing like this would happen, and they knew about my husband's insecurity, especially regarding situations like this. I wish I had just listened to him and not gone to this party. It would have been so much easier. If I had known about this in advance, I would have cut off all contact with them immediately. Now I don't know what to do. Do I lie or do I tell him the truth? If I tell the truth, I am not sure it will even matter, and if I lie, he'll find out sooner or later. I can't even imagine lying to him for a single day about something like this, let alone for the rest of our lives. The guilt and stress would make my hair go gray within a year. Story 18. We are supposed to get married soon. My friends organized a stag, and I was happy to get everyone together since I rarely see my core group. I explicitly told them no girls, as I am not into dancers and I am uncomfortable, even with the thought of cheating on someone I love. I also told my fiancé what I had said to my friends because I wanted her to feel at ease with me spending time away from home with a bunch of guys. We were doing shots in a bar when the music changed and a dancer started dancing in front of us. I looked around, my mates gave me a guilty smile, shrugged, and started egging me on to dance as well. My drunken brain said go, so I got up and awkwardly stood there watching her. She danced around the pole and walked over to me, putting my hands on her waist and dancing for another minute before leaving. The whole time, it felt awkward and wrong. I was left feeling dirty. But I told myself that no massive harm had been done since this stayed between me and my friends. A photo of me taking a shot with the dancer walking up to us in the background somehow leaked out. My fiancé questioned it, and I felt overwhelming shame over what I had done and the potential damage to our relationship. At first, I tried to downplay it, saying she was just a dancer. Then I confessed she was an exotic dancer, but insisted I didn't touch her. Finally, I spilled everything and described exactly what had happened. Not only had I done something I explicitly promised I wouldn't, but I also tried to squirm my way out of it by lying to her. I don't know what to do. I have hurt her immensely. I've lost all the trust we built over our relationship, and I don't know if she will ever trust me again. I feel like the scum of the earth and like I've destroyed the best thing I've ever had in my life by not following through with my own morals and then trying to lie my way out of it. Is there a way forward from this? Should we cancel the wedding and see how things go? I have never loved anyone like her, and I will do anything to mend what I've done. Story 19. I used to see this subreddit referenced, but I never visited it because I never thought I'd need to. I am an idiot. But here I am now. After a 7-year relationship that I thought was rock solid, she cheated on me. We were long distance and about to start our bachelor/bachelorette trip, which many of our friends had committed to. I had been looking forward to this trip for over a year. Unlike a traditional outing, we planned a fun trip where we'd do everything together with friends. The wedding itself had been difficult to plan, so up until a few weeks ago, we were discussing doing a courthouse wedding at the start of the trip. In that case, it would essentially be a wedding celebration. I was so excited to finally marry her. Less than a month ago, she started behaving strangely. I ignored it at first, but began pressing her a couple of weeks ago. What is this disconnect? What is this detachment? Is there something we should talk about? She is in grad school, and I understood how stressful that can be. I just wanted to know what was going on and if I could help. Suddenly, she told me she wasn't sure about getting married right away and mentioned taking a break. She used to regularly mock the idea of people taking breaks in relationships, so this about-face confused me completely. It made me a little suspicious. She then started listing problems with me, most of which I perceived as relatively minor. I asked, "Uh-oh, did you cheat?" No answer, just more talk about needing to figure herself out. I pressed again, "Did you cheat, though? Please tell me." More strange, distracting words. I asked once more, "Hey, why are you not answering my question? Did you cheat?" Finally, she said, "I have." That hurt, but what came after was worse. She showed no remorse and offered one rationalization after another, trying to explain that I was just as responsible as her. She never said I messed up. It was always I was unhappy because of you or something happened. She was very vague. I did get some details from her, and she insists it was just one person, but she returned to him 3 times. It all started last month in May, exactly around the time I noticed her behavior changing. Her plan was to go on our week-and-a-half-long trip and tell me about the cheating during it. Can you believe that? She says that was her plan. I think it's more likely she was going to hide it, find another excuse to eventually break up with me after the fun trip with our friends, and keep the fact that she cheated a secret. I am glad I got it out of her when I did, but at this point, I think she isn't telling me the whole truth and that she likely cheated in the past as well. She ended up explaining that she loves being doted on, which I already knew. She flirts with guys she doesn't even like just to get attention. She implied that it was inevitable she would cheat since I hadn't paid enough attention to her unhappiness. I will point out that a couple of months ago, I had decided to leave my current job and move back to her specifically because the distance was hurting us. I had already committed to fixing that situation, and she seemed excited about it at the time. But now she's telling me that she's a very sexual person and probably can't be in a monogamous relationship. At the same time, she says she hoped we could come to some compromise and continue with the relationship. Delusional. It's messy. I am upset and trying to get more details to understand why, but her lack of remorse is devastating in a way I never could have expected. I needed her to acknowledge that she did something wrong, but that admission never came. Now she doesn't want to talk for a bit, because she claims she is angry with me and needs to calm down. She thinks she is the victim. I am going on the trip with my friends, but she and her friends are not. I leave in a few days. Everything about this is heartbreaking, and I feel so lucky to have incredible friends. I don't know what else to say, other than I didn't realize how damaging this kind of experience could be until now. The physiological effects are intense. I just want it to be over. Story 20. I have been in a relationship with my soon-to-be husband for 6 years. We met in college, and I always knew I would marry him. We clicked from the very beginning. Our wedding is in 3 weeks. We all have mutual friends, about 6 or 7 couples. 2 days ago, both he and I had our bachelor and bachelorette parties. My maid of honor suggested that we girls go to a club, and I talked to him about it. He said something like, "Yeah, why not?" and mentioned that he and the guys might go as well. We arrived at the club, and there were a few male performers dancing, but it wasn't really interesting or exciting. They suggested we go to private rooms, but neither the girls nor I were interested, since most of us are married or in relationships. We continued our night in a club. Now, here is where my horror begins. Today, one of my friends from the party messaged me, asking me to come over. We live about 15 to 20 minutes apart, and I went to her place. She told me that another friend who was at the bachelorette party has proof that most of the guys at the bachelor party did it with the female dancers. Basically, her husband, one of the guys, took photos of them. He apparently did this to protect himself so that if anyone ever found out, he would have proof he didn't participate. My friend's husband and my future husband were both in these photos. I haven't stopped crying since I saw the photos, and I haven't talked to him since yesterday. I don't know where to start. How could he do this to me, to betray me like that? I really need advice on how to confront him and what I am supposed to feel. He is my soulmate, my best friend, the man I want to spend my life with. I never would have guessed that he or his friends would do something like this. I always assumed exotic clubs are just innocent fun for men. Please, I need help. How do I move forward? Is there any hope that we can get through this? Story 21. Our marriage is an arranged one. It has been arranged for 6 years, and initially, both my fiancé and I were very hesitant. But after getting to know each other and spending time together, we both ended up falling in love. We didn't even set a date until late 2014, when we both realized that I wanted to marry this person. Not because our parents set us up, but because we genuinely loved each other and wanted to be together. We both had our bachelor and bachelorette parties this past weekend, and mine wasn't anything wild. My girlfriends and I went to dinner, had some wine, and that was it. On Sunday night, my brother informed me that my fiancé had spent the night with a girl they picked up at a bar while they were drinking. Apparently, his best friend, who is married, invited the girl as my fiancé's best friend had worked with her and knew that my fiancé thought she was attractive from the few times they had met. It wasn't a big bachelor party, only about 8 guys and the girl who came to meet them at the bar. By the time my fiancé left with the girl, it was only his best friend, my brother, and one other single friend who was with a girl he met that night. But before they left, my fiancé and the girl went in the bathroom of the bar. I guess my fiancé and his best friend didn't expect my brother to say anything because they are all good friends. I don't know what to do. A lot of money has gone into this wedding, and our families are the types to frown heavily on engagements or marriages falling apart. They would likely tell me to just bury it, put it in the past, and start anew on our wedding day. I've spent the past 2 days feeling sick to my stomach. I haven't seen my fiancé during that time either, but tomorrow I will. This is normal, as we both have heavy work schedules, and starting Friday, we are both going on leave for a couple of weeks. I honestly don't know what I am supposed to do at this point. Update. To answer 2 of the more frequent questions, yes, I am Indian. No, my brother is not lying or making anything up to sabotage anything. We have always been very close, and I trust him completely. I also know he isn't lying because I spoke to my fiancé last night and asked him what happened. He broke down and started apologizing, saying it was the stupidest thing he had ever done. He said that he did love me, really and truly did, but over the past year and more that we've been engaged, he has felt like all of this was built on something false, being arranged by our parents. He said that with each day closer to the wedding, his feet have been growing colder. He said he feels as if he didn't have a chance to really find the woman he loved, and instead we were just introduced to each other and fell for each other along the way. He feels that it wasn't natural, and over the past year, due to cold feet, he has been falling out of love with me. He still loves me, he says, but he's not in love with me. I asked him why he cheated and why he couldn't just tell me that this is what he wanted. I would have felt awful, but I would have understood. He admitted that it wasn't until he actually hooked up with that girl that he got the courage to tell me. He was planning to do so this past weekend. He assured me that she meant nothing to him, but he had no way of being strong enough to break things off without a reason. He said that the encounter gave him the push he needed to finally be honest. He also knows my brother told me, but he doesn't hold it against him. I guess it's a relief for him. The long story short is that we are no longer engaged. I am heartbroken, cheated on, and the man I loved has told me he no longer loves me. Both our families have some financial resources, and he has offered to reimburse my parents, who were paying around 2/3 of the cost of the wedding. He will also be the one to inform both sets of parents this weekend about what will no longer be happening. Story 22. My husband, 29, and I, 28, have been married for a month. I am 22 weeks pregnant. He wasn't able to put together a bachelor party before the wedding, so he asked if he could have it afterward. I expressed that I didn't like the idea, but wanted to give him the freedom to have the bachelor party he had always dreamed of. He went to the Bahamas with 11 of his buddies, assuring me that all they wanted to do was play golf, basketball, gamble, and hang out by the beach. All 11 guys are either in relationships or married. None of them are single, and 3 have pregnant wives at home. Long story short, I saw a video that one of the guys had drunkenly posted from a nightclub where there were girls at their table with them. When I confronted my husband saying that it made me uncomfortable since none of the guys are single, he got defensive and said he couldn't control what his friends do and that he had done absolutely nothing wrong. I spent the night crying myself to sleep, experiencing Braxton Hicks contractions and feeling incredibly alone. The next day, they were at the hotel's day club, and I saw on the day club's Instagram story that there were girls at their cabana. That night, my husband told me he wasn't going out with everyone because he didn't want to make me uncomfortable. Fast forward to when he comes home, he tells me a few questionable stories about the guys, all of whom I am friends with through their wives or girlfriends, and then he goes off to the gym. I am not proud of this, but when he left, I went on his iPad to see if they had taken any pictures. I ended up finding messages to his friends, begging them to delete some photos of him from the night before. When I confronted him, he admitted that the night he said he was staying in, they actually all went out to a nightclub. They took videos of him dancing with girls around him. He claims he didn't and would never cheat on me, and that he didn't even touch another woman on the dance floor. He said he just didn't want me to see the photos because he knew I would be upset. I also saw in the messages that men in relationships were seeking out girls, bringing them to their rooms, and one even spent the night with an S worker. I feel so betrayed and lied to. I am pregnant and don't know what to do. I have always trusted him and never imagined being in a situation like this. He has apologized countless times and says that nothing matters more to him than our family. He swears he never did anything that could be considered cheating, but I don't know how I am supposed to believe him. What am I supposed to do now? How can I move forward? I don't want to be a single mother, and I truly believed in him. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
Looking for a smarter choice for dental implants? Meet the Contact Dental Implant System from Biotech Dental. Trusted by clinicians across Europe and now available in the US. With a single prosthetic connection, streamlined surgical kits, and seamless digital workflows, Contact makes every step easier. It's clinically proven, intuitively designed, and surprisingly affordable. See for yourself why more dentists are switching to Biotech Dental's Contact system. Visit biotechdentalusa.com today to learn more. That's biotechdentalusa.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.